From TD Ballpark in Dunedin, Florida, it's almost time for Dunedin Blue Jays baseball. On this beautiful Friday night, we're just about set for game number 4 of a 6-game set as the Blue Jays host the Tampa Tarpons, the New York Yankees, single-A affiliate. Happy Friday, everybody. Larry Larson back in with you. Welcome into the Eddie's Bar pregame show. Blue Jays come into this one at 10-14. They've lost 12 of their last 14 games. While Tampa is starting to heat up as they've racked up back-to-back wins for just the second time this season, tonight looking for their first 3-game win streak. Tampa at 7-17. We'll dive into the Florida State League West standings later on in the Eddie's Bar pregame show, but both these teams trying to climb back into the race. Obviously, plenty of time left to do that here on May 3rd. First, a recap of last night's ball game, and once again, it was not a great night for the Blue Jays. And they took the series opener, but now they've lost each of the last two games, so Tampa leads the series 2-1. They won last night by a final score of 10-4. Now, that final score wasn't indicative of how good both starting pitchers were to open the game. Grant Rogers for Dunedin retired the first 9 batters he faced with 6 strikeouts. For Tampa, Cade Smith followed with his own 9-up, 9-down sequence, striking out 7. But Tampa cracked the starting pitcher first. In the 4th inning, they loaded the bases with no outs against Rogers, but he bounced back with a strikeout and then a shallow flyout into left. He got within a strike of getting out of the bases loaded jam, but then Willie Montero hit a gapper into right center field, and that cleared the bases and gave Tampa the first lead of the ball game at 3-0. Rogers ended up coming back out for the 5th, and he allowed 3 more runs before he was taken out of the ball game for Jerry Hunsinger out of Dunedin's bullpen. So the score after 5 stood at 6-0. On the other side of the scorebook, Cade Smith continued to cruise. 6 innings, just 1 hit, 1 walk, and 11 strikeouts for the Tarpons righty and Yankees top 30 prospect. Tampa added 3 more in the 7th inning on 2 doubles, one from Kobe Morales, and then another one from Dylan Hosso that drove in 2 runs to push the lead to 9-0. Dunedin finally got on the board in the bottom of the 7th as Joan Helaponte led off the inning with this shot. 3-1, Aponte crushes another one deep to left. Morales on the run. He looks up. Goodbye. Home run, Joan Helaponte. He hit it where they couldn't get it that time. Lead-off solo homer in the bottom of the 7th makes it 9-1. Obviously not super consequential in the final score, but that had to feel good for Joan Hell, who had hit 3 balls really hard in his prior ABs. Finally got one to go for a hit there, belting it over to the left center field wall. So that made it 9-1, and then Dunedin scored 3 more times in the bottom of the 8th. An RBI double from Victor Arias, and then a 2 RBI single from Joan Helaponte made it 9-3. So that kind of got the wheels turning. You thought, okay, maybe a few more runs and the Blue Jays can maybe sneak back into this ball game. But that wasn't meant to be. Dylan Hosso belted a solo homer in the top of the 9th that got Tampa to double digits. And that was about that. The Blue Jays did load the bases in the bottom of the 9th inning, but they could not score and they fell by a final score of 10-4. And here they are. They've lost 12 of their last 14 games. Tampa trying to climb towards that win number 10 mark at 7-17. A few housekeeping notes before we take our first break. A roster update first for Tampa. Just in, Emmanuel Tejeda has been placed on the 7-day injured list for the Tarpons. And that is some really bad news if you're a Tampa fan, considering that Tejeda has the most hits in the Florida State League this week just from his last 2 games. He racked up 8 of them, including another big night last night as he went 4-for-5 for the second consecutive game. But no Tejeda in the lineup tonight. He's landed on the injured list. No corresponding move today. For the Blue Jays, the news today was Brandon Barriera was transferred from the 7-day injured list to the full season injured list coming off Tommy John surgery. We wish Brandon well in his recovery. Good to see him starting in that right direction. Back with the team today, around the team at least, here at TD Ballpark. The pregame show, as always, is brought to you by Eddie's Bar and Grill in Dunedin. Enjoy a game on one of 50 flat-screen TVs or enjoy a game room designed for all ages. Eddie's Bar and Grill, where every day is game day. It's game day at TD Ballpark today. Game number 4 of a 6-game series. Dunedin trying to even it up, coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll step aside for a break, come back, and preview the pitching matchup and the starting lineups here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back inside TD Ballpark. We're getting you set for game number 4 of a 6-game set between the Dunedin Blue Jays and the Tampa Tarpons, Florida State League West rivalry here. Blue Jays trying to even up the series at 2 games apiece. Let's look at the standings coming into tonight's ball game. We mentioned the Blue Jays at 10-14, 6 games back of the 2 front runners, Lakeland and Clearwater. They're tied at the top, both at 16-8. They're playing each other this week. Clearwater came back for a comeback win last night on the road at Lakeland in a thriller. Blue Jays have lost 12-14. It could be a lot worse than 6 games back thanks to their hot start this year. Tampa within 10 games of first place now, 9 games back at 7-17. The pitching matchup tonight features a right-hander for Dunedin and a left-hander for Tampa. The pitching matchup always brought to you by Clear Sky Draft House here in Dunedin. Fernando Perez takes the baseball today for the Blue Jays, coming off his best start this season. Perez, the Blue Jays' number 24 prospect, according to both Baseball America and MLB Pipeline, known around the organization as a strike thrower. So far this season, 24 strikeouts to just 7 walks. His last outing, strong on the road at Jupiter, 6 innings, 9 strikeouts, 1 earned run. He'll be opposed by the southpaw, Alan Facundo, the lefty for Tampa. A guy known for soft contact. Facundo, in four appearances and three starts, has allowed an opponent's batting average of just 103. ZRA, 238. So far, so good for Facundo. That's the pitching matchup. Facundo for Tampa and Perez for the Blue Jays. Pitching matchup again brought to you by Clear Sky Draft House. Starting lineups tonight, sponsored by Bon Appetit. First for the visitors from Tampa. No Emmanuel Tejeda tonight. That's notable. Kobe Morales leads it off. He's the DH. Roderick Arias is the shortstop, batting second, Yankees' number three prospect. Dylan Hasso is in the three spot tonight. He homered last night. Willie Montero is the cleanup man out in center. Hans Montero makes his full season debut tonight, playing third base. Dowry Arias is out in right, hitting sixth. Edinson Duran makes a second straight start at catcher, batting seventh. Taylor Aguilar is out in left. And Dero Perez rounds it out, batting ninth and playing second base. Those are the Tarpons. These are the Dunedin Blue Jays, starting with Victor Arias leading it off. Playing left field, he ranks top 10 in the league in batting average, on-base percentage, slugging, and OPS. Manny Beltre will bat second tonight and play third base. Joan Helipante, he also homered last night, will bat third and play right. Arjun Namala back at shortstop after a night off last night in the cleanup spot. Bryce Arnold will hit fifth and play second. Mikhail Minyoso is the catcher, hitting sixth. Ricardo Ballo will DH tonight and bat seventh. Christian Feliz over at first, and Gene Joseph rounds it out, batting ninth and playing center. Let's take a listen in to our nation's national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner
Well done on the pre-recorded rendition of the Star Spangled Banner at TD Ballpark. We are minutes away from baseball, fourth game of a six-game set between Tampa and Dunedin. Thanks for joining us for the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show. We've got baseball coming up next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game flex pack. Purchase four more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews flex pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. BallyLive.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Under sunny Friday night skies on the Gulf Coast of Florida, we've got baseball on tap tonight at TD Ballpark. And Fernando Perez is set to make his fifth start of the season for the Dunedin Blue Jays, squaring off against the Tampa Terpins. Perez comes into this one with a 4.12 ERA in 19 and two-thirds innings of work. None of his innings of work more impressive than his six last week on the road at Jupiter. Punched out nine, tied for the most by a Dunedin hurler this year. Only allowed one earned run to the Hammerheads in a tough luck loss for the Blue Jays, part of their nine-game losing streak that they snapped back on Tuesday. Perez, the type of guy that you can look to try and get the team back on the right track. Perez is going to throw a lot of strikes. In fact, Baseball America says, hey, this guy's got the best command in the Blue Jays system, according to their best tools list. And it's not often you see that title awarded to a young man who's just 20 years old. Perez, 20 years old, signed by the Blue Jays out of Nicaragua in 2022. Blue Jays suiting up in their home whites tonight. Blue Jays in split text across the chest in blue with blue numbers on the back in that same split text. Blue caps with the Blue Jay head and Dunedin D on the center, while Tampa is in their traveling grays with navy blue caps and a light blue bill. Kobe Morales strides to the plate, leadoff man for Tampa tonight. Went 2-for-4 last night with a double and an RBI and a 10-4 victory for the Terpins. Perez rocks and deals, and the first pitch is lined through the right side for a base hit. A first pitch ambush to open the ball game. Kobe Morales is aboard with a leadoff single.
Now batting shortstop number 9, Roderick Arias.
Brings up Roderick Arias. Yankees' number 3 prospect has had a really slow week here. 0-for-10 with 5 punch-outs. Switch hitter, batting from the left side against the righty Perez. Working from the stretch, he sets and fires the first pitch. Arias pops it out of play, third base side, and it's 0-1. Arias has played 15 games, batting 154, rather 200 on the year, in 23 games. 0-1, off-speed misses outside. One ball, one strike. The reason for that error just there is that Roderick Arias is not the only Arias on this Tampa roster. Dowry Arias, also in the starting lineup tonight. And of course, they're located right next to each other on the stats. 1-1, a wave and a miss. Makes it 1-2, so it's easy to look at the wrong one. Arias with 2 homers this year, both from this side of the plate, the left side. Morales with a short lead at first, being held by Feliz, and the pitch is cut on and missed, strike 3. Good bounce back from Fernando Perez. Goes inside with the fastball and ties up Roderick Arias for out number 1.
Dylan Hasso.
Man on first base, no score, just getting started in the top of the first, and Dylan Hasso climbs in. Hasso, a right-handed batter, had a big night last night, first pitch to him. A curveball taken for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Hasso 2-for-5 with a double and a homer. Starting to get his bat going. OPS up over 800 now at 851. And a balk is called. Perez almost flinched a little bit as he started to come set. A little distracted by Kobe Morales, and now Morales gets second base for free. So a man in scoring position for Hasso, who's driven in 12 runs for the Terpins, tied for a team high. Perez leans over, gazing in for the sign from Mignoso, and Mikhail calls time. As Perez is really trying to find his rhythm here in the first. A little out of whack after that balk, the 0-1. Slow curveball misses inside. One ball, one strike. Perez throws a fastball, curveball, changeup, and slider combo. Fastball in the low to mid-90s. That velo has improved. The 1-1. There's that fastball taken for a called strike at the knees. And it's 1-2. Heater at 94 there. Perez throws that fastball 57% of the time. And then that curveball right around 20%. He checks the runner, Morales, and now deals. And the pitch is popped up into shallow left. Arjun Damala turns to Victor Arias, the left fielder, barks and says, "I've got it." He makes the catch. And that's out number two. So Morales remains on second for Willie Montero.
Center fielder, number 27, Willie Montero.
Scoreless game, top of the first. Montero picked up his first hit of the series last night, 1 for 12 on the week, but it was a big hit. Righty on righty, first pitch. Misses inside, almost grazed his jersey. It's 1-0. With two outs, the bases loaded in the top of the fourth, Montero cleared the bases. A bases loaded 3-RBI double that gave Tampa the lead that they would never surrender. 1-0, runner goes towards third, and the pitch is driven into left. It's going to hang up for Arias. He's under it and puts the squeeze on it, and the inning is over. Fernando Perez surrenders a leadoff single to Kobe Morales, but he's left stranded at second base, and we go to the bottom of the first, scoreless on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network, Valley Live. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Bottom of the first inning at TD Ballpark. No score, and the Blue Jays are set to face Alan Facundo, the left-hander for Tampa tonight. Facundo off to a strong start to the year in 11 and a thirds innings. He's pitched to a 2.38 ERA, including two innings against Dunedin back on April 12th. He'll face Victor Arias to open his night. First pitch to the lefty in there, called strike, and it's 0-1. Tonight's strike zone called out by Pedro Torres, the home plate umpire. Umpires brought to you by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. Richie Arredondo is the field umpire. The 0-1. Arias turns away from a breaking ball that misses in. That's 1-1. Balls and strikes tonight are called by Pedro. No automatic balls and strikes system except on challenges. Both teams have three. If they win the challenge, they keep it. The 1-1, Arias waves and misses. Well out in front of a slider. Down in the dirt. And now it's 1-2. Arias among the league leaders with a .368 batting average and an OPS over 1,000. Ranks top 5 in the league in average, OPS, on-base percentage, and slugging. Bats in an open stance from the left side. Waits on the 1-2 from Facundo. And misses low and away. Two balls, two strikes. Arias, a native of Venezuela. Not a guy on Blue Jays' top 30 list, but he could be soon if he keeps this up. The 2-2. Arias swings and misses on a slider. That sets him down for the first out of the bottom of the first.
Now batting third baseman, number one, Manuel Beltre.
Brings up Manuel Beltre. No score, bottom one. Beltre, a right-handed batter, went 0 for 4 last night with a strikeout. 1 for 10 this week in three games. First pitch. Floater down the left field line, falling fast, and it falls foul. By about 2 feet, Beltre just in front of a fastball at 95 from Facundo. Beltre's season average at 225. 10 runs driven in. On base plus slugging at 615. That's a number that hitters would like right around 800 or higher. The 0-1. Beltre smashes it down to third, and a diving catch in and out of Hans Montero's mitt. It's into left, and it's a hit for Manuel Beltre. A screamer at 95. Turns into a one-out single. Looked like Montero had that ball in the webbing of his mitt, but he couldn't maintain the ball as he hit the ground. So the Blue Jays have a one-out base runner as Joan Helaponte comes to the plate. Nothing, nothing, first inning. First pitch to Joan Hel. The righty pops it up, first base side. Into the seats, out of play. Skips on the concrete. And it looks like about three youngsters with gloves are going to scout out that one and look for it. In the meantime, the 0-1 to Aponte. Slider misses up and away. One ball, one strike. Aponte, the Blue Jays' number 25 prospect on MLB.com's rankings, went 2-for-4 last night with a homer and three runs driven in. The 1-1. Aponte chases a slider downstairs. That's 1-2. Facundo throws a fastball, slider, sinker, and changeup mix. Really leans on the fastball-slider combo. Uses those two pitches 70% of the time. The 1-2, a cut and a miss on another slider. That sets down Aponte for out number two. Two strikeouts for Facundo here in the first. Here's Arjun Namala. A lot of strikeouts in last night's ball game. Blue Jays set a new season high for strikeouts at the plate and on the mound. Facundo throws over to first to check on Beltre. Namala had the night off last night. Hitless this week in 8 tries. 6 strikeouts. Blue Jays' first-round draft pick last year at a high school here in the Tampa area. There goes Beltre. First pitch is driven high in the air, out of play down the left field line. And now it lands in the seats. Almost bounces out of the ballpark down the left field line. It's 0-1. Arjun, the second youngest player in the Florida State League on opening day at 18.5 years old. Turned 18 in October. That was after he was drafted. Facundo pauses and fires, and it's a strike on a slider on the inside edge. So it's 0-2. Namala hitting 163 so far this year in 21 games of action. One homer, 4 runs driven in. Facundo loops one over to first. It's late. Beltre back in standing. He is a stolen base threat. 7 swiped bags, tied for the most on this Blue Jays team. He dances off first as Facundo sets above the belt, gazes in for the sign from Edinson Duran and throws, and Namala lifts it high in the air, deep to left. Aguilar back. He's at the wall. He's got no room. Goodbye. It's a 2-run homer for Arjun Namala. Blue Jays strike first, 2-0 in the bottom of the first. That's got to feel good for the young man.
Second baseman, number four, Bryce
was hitless this week. Not anymore. That ball had some serious launch angle to it. 41 degrees. Hit it at 103 off the bat. Here's Bryce Arnold, first pitch. Misses down, ball one. That's the first home run that Alan Facundo has allowed as a professional in his third pro season. 1-0 to Bryce. Popped up right side of the infield. First baseman Hasso gives away for the second baseman, Darryl Perez, who's called off by the right fielder, Dowry Arias, and it drops. Arias couldn't make the catch. Whenever an outfielder and an infielder converge, generally the rules of the road, if you will, are the outfielder has priority with the better angle, but the wind just carried that ball away from Dowry Arias. So Bryce Arnold reaches. We'll see how that's scored. It goes down as a hit for now. First pitch to Mikhail Mignoso, chopper foul, third base side. That's 0-1. It is a single. Kind of evens out as Bryce Arnold was robbed by last night's right fielder, Taylor Aguilar, on a running catch that he made against the fence. 0-1 to Mignoso. Misses down and outside to the right-handed batter. 1-1. Mignoso hitless so far in his time here in single A. Hit a few balls hard earlier this week. 1-1, a sweeping slider drops in, called strike. That's 1-2. He had two balls that really should have been hits back in game two, including one in the bottom of the ninth inning with a tying run on first base, but he was robbed at third base on a diving play from Hasso. Throw over to first, late. No slide from Bryce Arnold. So Mignoso overall 0-for-4 this week. There goes Arnold. The pitch is swung on and missed. Throw down does not matter as Mignoso strikes out to end the bottom of the first inning. But not before Arjun Namala gets back in the homer column for the first time since opening weekend. A two-run bomb makes it 2-0 Blue Jays. Going to the second on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's Daily Specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, fries, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature $2 margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids under 12 get in free with a Dunedin downtown merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Leading off the top of the second inning. For the
Blue Jays with some early run support for their starter, Fernando Perez. It's 2-0 after a two-run homer from Arjun Namala in the bottom of the first. So we go to the top of the second. Perez set to face 5-6-7 in the Tarpons lineup, starting with Hans Montero. First pitch, a breaking ball, called strike, and it's 0-1. A curveball there from Perez. Allowed a leadoff single to Kobe Morales in the first, but that's all, the pitch. Another curveball, misses outside. One ball, one strike. Montero making his full season debut tonight. Native of the Dominican Republic, 20 years old. The 1-1. A third straight curveball taken for a called strike at the knees, and it's 1-2. Perez really leaning on that curve here in the early going. Nods at the sign for Mignoso, comes back with the 1-2, and misses low on the slider. Two balls, two strikes. Montero played 53 games last year with the FCL Yankees. It's pretty impressive. OPS over 800 with five long balls. 2-2. Tapper out in front of the plate. Mignoso scoops it up, gathers, zips it down to first in time. So Hans Montero, one of two Monteros in the starting lineup for the Tarpons tonight, is retired for out number one.
Right fielder number 7, Dowry Arias.
Brings up Dowry Arias, one of two Ariases in the lineup for Tampa. Lots of same names tonight. First pitch to the lefty. Pulled on the ground down to first. Routine for Christian Feliz. He gobbles it up knee high, takes a few steps, steps on the pillow at first. Two down. Nobody on for Edinson Duran.
Catcher number 20, Edinson Duran.
Who is of no relation to Edward Duran, the Blue Jays catcher, with an off day today. We can keep playing the same name game if you like. First offer. Called strike on the inside edge on a heater. And it's 0-1. Two zip, Dunedin, top of the second. Perez from the wind. Kicks and delivers, and the pitch is roped foul. Third base line. Hops on the warning track. Quickly 0-2. Biggest key for Perez tonight, according to pitching coach Corey Reardon, first pitch strikes. And a whole lot of good things come from that. Perez has been consistently out in front of hitters so far tonight. Here comes his 0-2 to Edinson Duran. Misses in on the hands. One ball and two strikes. Fastball up at 94. The call is challenged by the Blue Jays, and it's upheld. So Dunedin loses its first challenge. They've got two left. Haven't seen a challenge yet from Tampa. Perez from the first base side of the rubber deals, and the pitch is fought off. Foul back into the screen. On a slider near the outside edge at 85. Ticking that velo up a little bit is certainly a goal for Perez. Fastball lived in the low 90s last year. It's climbed. 1-2. Misses inside, and it's a hit by pitch. A late hit by pitch call from home plate umpire Pedro Torres as Duran got tipped on a fastball that ran in. He stepped out of the box and then shook out his arm, and then it was called a hit by pitch. So maybe a little acting gets Edinson Duran over to first. It's a two-out base runner for Taylor Aguilar. First pitch to the lefty, a wave and a miss. Hefty hack on a high fastball, and it's 0-1. Blue Jays 2, Tampa nothing, top of the second. Duran with a three-step lead over at first, 0-1. Misses down to Aguilar, sliding stop from Mignoso. One ball, one strike. As soon as Duran got down to first base, he greeted Christian Feliz with a shove, a playful shove. Two must be familiar. The 1-1. Aguilar hops it foul behind home plate, and it's 1-2. Aguilar made his series debut last night, went 0-for-4 with three strikeouts. Yankees 2022 draft selection. 15th round out of Grand Canyon. Perez out in front again. His 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed. Fading changeup away from Aguilar sets him down, and the inning is over. Tampa strands Duran over at first after a two-out hit batter. And we go to the home half. Still 2-0 Blue Jays on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network in Bally Live. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Ricardo Palo.
Blue Jays trying to add on to their 2-0 lead in the bottom of the second inning. Alan Facundo set to face Ricardo Ballo in the first pitch to the switch hitter as a called strike, and it's 0-1. Ballo batting from the right side here against the southpaw Facundo, who allowed a two-run homer to Arjun Namala in the first. That's the difference right now. 0-1. Breaking ball misses outside. 1-1. Ballo went 0-for-2 in game 2, but had some good plate appearances. And now time is called by Pedro Torres, the home plate umpire. He pointed at something near the Blue Jays on deck circle, and I don't know what. Alrighty then, 1-1, misses outside. 2-1. Ballo hitting 189 so far this year. He's taken most of his ABs from the left side. 2-1. Slow roller to shortstop. Roderick Arias is there, fields it cleanly, throws to first in time, chest high to Dylan Hasso. And Ballo is out number one.
First baseman, number 34, Christian Feliz.
So here's Christian Feliz. Big left-handed batter. 6'4", tallest position player on the Blue Jays roster. 2-0 Jays, bottom two. Feliz with two homers, batting just 121 though. First pitch, popped up the opposite way, and it fades out of play. Third base side, and it's 0-1. Feliz bats in a straightaway stance, bat near his shoulder, the 0-1. A slider falls in there, called strike, and it's quickly 0-2. Feliz ranks among the top five in the Florida State League in strikeouts. The 0-2 paints the inside corner, taken for a called strike three. Feliz caught window shopping, and Alan Facundo has his fourth strikeout tonight already. Two down for Gene Joseph, the nine batter. Facundo has got some good stuff, good life on the fastball, can reach 95. Not a huge strikeout guy, though. First pitch to Joseph, broken bat hopper, past the dive of Facundo to the shortstop, Arias. He loops it over to first in time, and the inning is over. Blue Jays go down 1-2-3 relatively quickly, and we go to the third. 2-0 DJs over Tampa on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live. Hey, ladies. Make your plans to be at TD Ballpark on May 17th for Girls Night Out with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Get here early as the first 500 fans receive a friendship bracelet. Then relax and enjoy a pregame wine tasting presented by Sterling Wine. First pitch is set for 6:30. Grab your girlfriends and enjoy a great night at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Leading off the top of the third inning for the Tarpons, second baseman, number 18.
Deiro Perez, Kobe Morales, and Roderick Arias do up here against Fernando Perez, pitching with a 2-0 lead. DJs over the Tampa Tarpons, game number 4 of a 6-game series. First pitch to Perez, fouled back, out of play. And it's 0-1 on Tarpons' 9 batter. Deiro Perez went 1-for-4 last night with a triple. Struck out twice. 0-1. Fastball just misses off the outside corner. It's 1-1. Blue Jays choose not to challenge, although it was close. They're already down a challenge here in the top of the third inning. 1-1. Slow breaking ball called strike in the upper half of the zone. Deiro Perez turns towards the dugout. Maybe looking for the green light to challenge that pitch. He didn't, and the 1-2 is tapped foul at home plate. That was another curve. 1-2. Fernando with 2 strikeouts, 1 in the first, 1 last inning. Allowed a leadoff single to Kobe Morales, and a hit by pitch last frame. The 1-2, a swing and a miss on a slider downstairs. That's strike 3. Punch out number 3 for Perez.
Designated hitter, number
one down for Morales.
Morales,
not your prototypical leadoff hitter. Guy with a big frame. First pitch to the lefty. High leg kick and a swing and a foul tip off Mikael Meñoso. And it's 0-1. Morales at 6'3", 225. Has the power hitting outfield profile. 0-1. Misses down. 1-1. Corner outfielder. Also a first baseman. He's the DH tonight. And in case you're joining us a bit late, we mentioned it earlier, but 1-1. Called strike. Upper half of the zone. Makes it 1-2. Emmanuel Tejeda, who is a prototypical leadoff hitter, is not in the lineup tonight. And he was placed on the injured list before tonight's game. The 1-2. A swing and a miss. Strike 3. Fading changeup away from Kobe Morales. Sets him down. I think Fernando Perez thought that was out number 3. Started walking back towards the dugout. We'll give him the benefit of the doubt. 3 straight strikeouts for the righty. Brings up Roderick Arias. Arias struck out swinging his first time. First pitch to him here. Cut and a miss on the high cheddar. 0-1. 2-0 Blue Jays over Tampa in the top of the third. Arias bats in a slightly open stance. The pitch to him. Lays off the high fastball that time. Up to 94. 1-1. Shadows now past the mound. Creeping towards the left side of the infield as the 1-1 paints the outside black. Well-located fastball. And it's 1-2. Fernando Perez in a great rhythm here. Looks in for the sign from Meñoso. Twists and deals. Swing and a miss. He got him. Blew the fastball by Roderick Arias for strike 3. 4 consecutive strikeouts for the Blue Jays' number 24 prospect. We cruise on to the home third. Home team on top. Dunedin leads 2-0 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's Daily Specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, fries, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature $2 margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids under 12 get in free with a Dunedin downtown merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
Leading off the bottom of the third inning for the Blue Jays, number 47, Victor Arias.
Dunedin with a 2-0 advantage over Tampa as we go to the bottom of the third. Blue Jays leading thanks to a 2-run shot from Arjun Namala back in the first off Alan Facundo. He's back out to face Victor Arias for the second time tonight. First pitch to the Dunedin leadoff man. He turns away from a slider. Almost got him, but it didn't, and it's ball one. Arias struck out swinging in the first. Bats in a stiff upright stance. 1-0. Tapper foul at the plate. Bounced at the plate and then bounced off Arias on a hop. So it's 1-1. Arias with that 368 average, second on the Florida State League circuit. 1-1. He comes up empty on a slider on the back door from Facundo. That's 1-2. Alan Facundo has not allowed a hit to a lefty this year. Trying to keep it that way here against Arias. It's been one of the toughest outs in the league, regardless of the handedness of the pitcher. The 1-2 offer. Arias lines it towards the gap in left. Long run for Aguilar. He glides under it, reaches up, and makes a running catch. He almost overran that ball. But he almost had to lean backwards a little bit to get that mid-stride. And Arias is retired for out number one. L7 in the scorebook. And here's Manuel Beltre. First pitch. Misses down, ball one. Blue Jays lead 2-0, bottom three. Glad you're with us on your Friday night. Comfortable night for baseball. Beltre takes time here to wipe something out of his eye. A frequent occurrence here at TD Ballpark for Manny. I'm not sure if it's the bugs or dust or something else. It's happened 4 or 5 times this year. A breath and the 1-0. Beltre comes up empty on a fastball downstairs. It's 1-1. Temperature in the low 80s. Crystal clear baby blue skies overhead. Wind breezing out to center. The 1-1. Beltre well out in front of a slider. He misses. And it's 1-2. Beltre singled and scored in the first inning on a rocket line drive down to third. The pitch, high and away, taken for ball two. Beltre climbs right back in the box, gazes out at Facundo. He's looking for his fifth strikeout. Sets above the belt, working on the third base side, kicks and delivers, and Beltre comes up empty on another slider. It is indeed the fifth strikeout for Facundo. Two up, two down in the home third. Brings up Joan Helaponte. bases empty. Dunedin leads 2-0 over Tampa, bottom three. First pitch to Aponte. Misses down in the dirt, ball one. Aponte struck out swinging in the first. Goes to show you, you just don't know what to expect any given day in baseball. Yesterday, he was the only Blue Jay to not strike out. The 1-0. Aponte taps it foul just in front of the plate. It's fair. Edinson Duran scoops it up, throws to first in time. And Aponte is out number three. That's seven in a row retired by Alan Facundo. And we're on to the fourth. Still 2-0 Blue Jays over the Tarpons on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network in Valley Live. Hey ladies, make your plans to be at TD Ballpark on May 17th for Girls Night Out with Dunedin Blue Jays. Get here early as the first 500 fans receive a friendship bracelet. Then relax and enjoy a pregame wine tasting presented by Sterling Wine. First pitch is set for 6:30. Grab your girlfriends and enjoy a great night at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Leading off the top of the fourth inning for the Tarpons, number 44, Dylan Hasso.
Fernando Perez still pitching with a 2-0 lead as the Blue Jays are on top of Tampa, top of the fourth inning. Perez, the Blue Jays' number 24 prospect with five strikeouts tonight. First pitch to Dylan Hasso. Slow breaking ball, check swing from Hasso. He held up, and it's 1-0. Hasso in the three spot tonight. Flight out to left his first time in the first. 1-0. He swings over a curve. One ball, one strike. It's been that slow curveball keeping Tarpons off balance tonight for Perez. Takes a breath, shrugs the shoulders, twists and throws, and the pitch is hopped foul. Third base side. It's 1-2. Perez, a heralded prospect, considering his performance last year in the Florida Complex League. ERA under 3, whip under 1. The 1-2 has flied into center, sends Gene Joseph back in front of the warning track. He has room, continues to backpedal, and he makes a two-handed catch. And there's one down. Willie Montero comes up with the bases empty here. 2-0 Blue Jays, top four. Montero also flied out to left in the first. Perez on the first base side, first pitch. Fastball splits the plate. Taken for a called strike, and it's 0-1. But Perez, considering the hype, got off to a little bit of a slow start in his first three starts. 0-1. That curveball again, that time missed low. One ball, one strike. And his first three starts this year, 13 and two-thirds innings, 8 earned runs. That's an ERA over 5. 1-1, jam shot, foul ball. Towards the on-deck circle for Tampa on the third base side, it's 1-2. Opponents hit 273 against him. But before you panic, let's look at his numbers early last season. 1-2, lined out of play behind home plate. Still one ball and two strikes. In his first four starts last year, 17 and a third innings, 9 earned runs, an ERA near 5. 296 opponent batting average. As the 1-2 is chopped foul, we'll have another. And Perez went on to allow just 6 earned runs in the final 32 and a third innings last year. So it took a little bit of an adjustment, and then he was dominant. And Dunedin certainly hopes that's the case again this year. The next 1-2, called strike 3, rung him up on the fastball. 6th strikeout for Fernando Perez, and there's 2 down in the 4th.
Now batting number 10, Hans Montero.
Willie Montero to the bench, Hans Montero to the plate. 2 down, bases empty, 2-0 Blue Jays in the 4th. First pitch, home run hack, comes up empty. That's 0-1. These two squared off in the Florida Complex League last year. Perez 0-1, another home run hack and a miss. Challenged him on the fastball, back-to-back pitches, and it's quickly 0-2. Perez looking for a second consecutive 1-2-3 inning. The wind in the 0-2, misses in. 1-2. Perez allowed a hit in the first, a hit batter in the second, and that's all tonight. He's got the sign from Mignoso into his motion, the 1-2, an awkward swing and a miss on the fastball. Perez getting it done with the curve and the heater tonight. He's got 7 strikeouts, and the score holds 2-0 Blue Jays over Tampa on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network through 3.5. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Arjun Namala climbs into the right-handed batter's box, making his second AB tonight. He's got the Blue Jays in front 2-0 in the bottom of the 4th. First pitch, a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. Namala's 2-run blast off Alan Facundo in the 1st is the difference right now. Drove in Mandy Beltre from 1st. Here's the 0-1. A slider misses outside. 1-1. That was Namala's 2nd homer this year. His first since opening weekend. His first came off Sawyer Gibson Long. 1-1. A slider slides into the lower half of the zone. Called strike, and it's 1-2. On Gibson Long, the rehabbing big leaguer for the Tigers. That was also a first inning homer. Now the 1-2. After a hesitation move from Facundo, he misses high. 2-2. After that first inning, Facundo has looked real good. Allowed 3 hits in the 1st, none since. His 2-2. He has waved at and missed on the slider. And Namala is out number 1. So Facundo gets the best of him there. He's got 6 strikeouts. Here's Bryce Arnold. For reference, Facundo came into this one in 11 and a third innings with 7 strikeouts. So he's on his way to matching his season total in one outing. First pitch to Bryce Arnold. A swing and a miss on a changeup, fading away from the righty. And it's 0-1. 2-0 Jays over the Tarpons. Home half of the fourth. Facundo from the stretch with nobody on. Kicks and delivers. And the pitch is cued foul off the end of the bat. First base side. And it's 0-2. Bryce reached on a pop to right that Dowry Arias couldn't catch. He called off Deiro Perez, the second baseman, trying to make the catch, and the wind took it. So it should have been an out, but instead it was a base hit. And Bryce was probably thinking, hey, it's about time to get one to drop. He's hit a few screamers that have turned into outs lately. 0-2. That's a called strike three. Backdoor slider. Froze Arnold. And now Alan Facundo has matched his season strikeout total in 3 2/3 innings tonight. 7 of them. Nobody on for Mikael Meñoso. He struck out in the first. First pitch to the righty. Misses up high, and it's 1-0. Dunedin has not had many opportunities against lefties so far this year. Could explain some of their struggles against this southpaw. 1-0. Meñoso pops it up into right, pretty deep. Arias back on the track, reaches out, and he makes the catch. Full extension, trailing towards center field. Arias saves extra bases. Takes away a knock from Mikael Meñoso, and the Blue Jays go down 1-2-3 for the third straight frame. We're through four, 2-0 Blue Jays over Tampa on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's Daily Specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, fries, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature $2 margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids under 12 get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Leading off the top of the fifth inning for the Tarpons, number 7, Dowry Arias.
Arjun Namala belted a two-run homer back in the first, and that's it. 2-0 Blue Jays over Tampa as we go to the top of the fifth. Fernando Perez on cruise control, set to face 6-7-8 for the Tarpons, starting with Dowry Arias, and the lefty takes a called strike at the knees. It's 0-1. And Arias immediately calls time, steps out of the box. Usually batters save their timeout for two strikes, but not the case there for Dowry. It was 0-for-1 with a ground out to first. The 0-1 fouled off the opposite way. Quickly 0-2. Perez with 7 strikeouts after he struck out 9 last week on the road at Jupiter. Gazes in for the sign from Meñoso, comes home, and misses a hair outside on a fastball. 1-2. We've seen it a few times this week, but there's nothing quite like watching a starting pitcher just mow through a lineup. 1-2, tails outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Grant Rogers did it yesterday, through the first time through the order at least. on Cade Smith. Certainly did it on the other side. Six scoreless. 2-2. Misses down in the dirt. And Perez is in danger of walking his first batter tonight. It's full on Dowry Arias. Infield playing to pull for Arias. Namala shaded towards the middle. The payoff is swung on and missed. Perez wins the battle. The K counter is at 8.
Catcher number 20, Edinson Duran.
One down, base is empty for Edinson Duran. He reached on a hit by pitch in the second. Righty on righty matchup here. First delivery, a cut and a miss on the high fastball. 0-1. 2-0 Blue Jays advantage in the fifth. It was a strange hit by pitch for Duran. 0-1. Slow curveball drops in there. Called strike two, and it's 0-2. Duran got hit, and then there was a delayed reaction. Home plate umpire Pedro Torres didn't call a hit by pitch until Duran called it himself. 0-2, a bit of a rushback off the plate. Fastball up and in. Duran turns away. One ball, two strikes. Duran kind of shook out his arm. Maybe channeling his inner Derek Jeter. The 1-2 offer. Duran thought about going after it, but he did not. Pitch misses outside. Two balls, two strikes. Jeter, among many things he was great at, was really good at a bit of an acting job on some hit-by-pitches. 2-2 pitches popped up on the infield. Behind the mound, the shortstop Namala says, hey, I got it. And he does. Makes the shoulder-high catch for out number two.
Now
nobody
four,
on for Taylor Aguilar. That's nine straight set down by Perez. Aguilar 0-for-1 with a punch out. He started that stretch. And he takes low on a curveball here, ball one. Two zip Blue Jays in the fifth. Aguilar in a narrow open stance, the 1-0. He buckles his knees at a bender. Called strike. That one fooled him there. And it's not often you see a left-handed batter buckle their knees at a curveball from a righty. The 1-1. High fastball popped up out of play behind home plate. And Perez is knocking on the door of another 1-2-3 inning. It would be his third straight. Taylor Aguilar says, hey, not so fast. He steps out of the box, now steps back in, digs his back foot on the chalk line, back of the batter's box. The 1-2 misses low and away. Two balls, two strikes. Aguilar with a big bushy mustache. Can even see it on the center field camera. Bounces the bat slowly over his shoulder. Perez nods the sign, comes home. And misses just downstairs on a slider. It was out over the plate, but low. That's a full count for the second time this inning. Perez with a bit of a harumph. Big deep breath on the mound. Now his payoff pitch is hammered foul. First base line. We'll do it again. Joan Heliponte gets his steps in out to the warning track to scoop up that foul ball. Turns into a souvenir. Aguilar, the former GCU Lope, waits on the next payoff. And he takes outside ball four. The Blue Jays immediately challenge. And home plate umpire Pedro Torres says no. No challenge.
Second baseman, number 18, Dairo Perez.
I don't know if I've ever seen that. An umpire just decline a challenge. If that's what actually happened. Anyways, two-out walk to Taylor Aguilar brings up Dairo Perez. First pitch, a check swing and a miss. Pitch kicks away from Mignoso, and Aguilar's up to second. So it's 0-1. But Tampa's threatening for their first run of the ball game, trailing 2-0 in the fifth. Bryce Arnold nearby second base holding on Aguilar. He's got a short three-step lead. Perez gives him a look and deals. And a fastball misses up. One ball, one strike. Perez pitch count at 72. Should have a little more leash. The pause in the pitch. Deiro Perez takes inside on a curve. 2-1 on the Perez on Perez matchup. No relation, at least that we know of. 2-1. Misses low. 3 balls and 1 strike. Now really feels like for the first time tonight, Fernando Perez is in the danger zone. Aguilar off second after a two-out walk. Hitters count to Deiro Perez. Fernando throws. Draws a swing and a miss. Buried a curveball low and away. He's battled it back full. 3-2. Third full count in this fifth inning. That'll get the Blue Jays bullpen stirring. In the meantime, Perez hunches over, squints in for the sign, and steps off. Big spot in this game for Tampa. Trying to get to Perez, who has really cruised here in the middle inning so far. On the first base side, sets above the belt, and unfurls the payoff. It's out of play, fouled off on the first base side. The battle continues. Perez gets a new baseball at just the back of his cap, trying to keep the score 2-0 Blue Jays in the visitors' fifth. Aguilar, short distance off second. The next, 3-2 on the way. Misses low and in, ball four, and that's back-to-back walks issued by Fernando Perez. Deiro Perez aboard. Men on first and second for the leadoff man, Kobe Morales. And that'll bring out Joel Hernandez, the bullpen coach, for a mound meeting. Handles these mound visits for about half the pitching staff. And as a Spanish speaker, he'll talk things over with Perez, also a Spanish speaker. Whole infield gathers on the bump. So it's men on first and second, two outs in the top of the fifth. Tying run now aboard. Blue Jays lead 2-0. They've lost 12 of their last 14 games, while Tampa's looking for a third straight win to open the year. Or rather, third straight win for the first time this year. Home plate umpire Pedro Torres breaks up the meeting. Walks right in the middle of the huddle to send everybody back to their spots. So Kobe Morales climbs in 1-for-2. He swung at the first pitch of the ball game and ripped it into right for a single. And then he struck out in the third. Morales in a straightaway stance from the left side. Waits on the first pitch and takes down. And the runner danced off first. Throw there is just late. Deiro Perez gets under the tag of Christian Feliz. Looked like a fake steal, maybe, as Aguilar took a few quick steps towards third. Perez went a little further off first. Just an eventful ball one. 1-0 on Morales, who's driven in 10 runs this year. Perez steps and throws to second well late. Still 1-0. Wind breezing out towards right center. The 1-0. Morales pops it up out of the ballpark on the third base side. 1 ball, 1 strike. Morales, a seasoned college player. Had success with Tampa in a 10-game stretch after his pro debut in the FCL last year after the draft. The 1-1. Morales chops it through the left side, through the shifted infield for a hit. Aguilar around third. Arias comes up throwing, and the throw is cut off. It's an RBI single for Kobe Morales, and the Terpins are on the board. They slice the lead in half. It's 2-1 in the fifth. Excellent piece of hitting from Kobe Morales as the shortstop Arjun Nabalo is playing straight up the middle. Morales went the opposite way. He gets an RBI for his trouble. Deiro Perez up to second. Morales aboard for Roderick Arias. Now this is shaping up to be Perez's last inning. See if he can get Arias again here. He struck him out twice. First pitch. Misses down on the breaker. A curve out in front of home plate makes it ball one. Arias still looking for his first hit this week. He didn't fare well in the first six-game set between these teams either. The 1-0. High chopper over to first. This should end the inning. Feliz gloves it, hustles to the first base bag, and that ends the frame. But not before Tampa gets to Fernando Perez. He retires the first two batters of the inning, then back-to-back walks, and an RBI single from Kobe Morales. Makes it a one-run game. 2-1 Blue Jays going to the home half of the fifth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. It's a one-run ball game in the bottom of the fifth. Blue Jays 2, Tampa 1. And Alan Facundo is back out, trying to keep it that way, facing the lower third of the Blue Jays lineup, starting with Ricardo Ballo. He's 0-for-1 with a ground out to short tonight. Again, batting from the right side against the southpaw Facundo. Here's the first offer. Ballo takes outside ball one. And Kaser just joining us. Arjun Nimala gave the Blue Jays the lead with a two-run homer in the first. Tarpons just got their first run last half inning on an RBI knock from Kobe Morales. 1-0, fouled straight back. Ricardo was right on a fastball. He knew it, too. Kind of hopped out of the batter's box. Thought he had a pitch to hit there. One ball, one strike. Ballo in a tall, upright stance. Waits on the 1-1. And watches a slider sweep in for a called strike. It's 1-2. Series currently at 2-1 in favor of the Tarpons. They're looking for their first series win. The 1-2. Fouled back into the top of the screen. We'll do it again. Not only their first series win, but their first non-loss in a series. They've lost the first four series so far this year. The 1-2 offer misses a tick upstairs on the slider. Two balls, two strikes. Paolo, a late spring signing by the Blue Jays. Started his career in the Astros system. 2-2. Misses up and away. Runs it full, 3-2. And all things considered, with Ricardo, he's done a really nice job adapting. That's got to be so difficult going from one organization to the next on such short notice before the year. Payoff rocketed up the middle. Backhand stop by Deiro Perez. Throws to first in time. Perez with a quick reflexes at second base to take a base hit away from Ballo. He's out number one in the home fifth, and here's Christian Feliz. Feliz struck out looking in the second. 2-1 our score. Blue Jays on top in the fifth. Lefty on lefty, first pitch. Fastball called strike, and it's 0-1. Lefty on lefty matchup here. Feliz just one of two lefties for the Jays in the lineup tonight. Pitch in there, called strike on a slider. Facundo well out in front, 0-2. The shift is on for Feliz. He waits on the pitch and takes a called strike three. Second looking strikeout for Christian Feliz tonight. Two down in the bottom half of the fifth.
Number six, Gene Joseph.
Eight strikeouts for Alan Facundo. And those strikeouts continue to rack up for this Blue Jays lineup. Here's Gene Joseph, first pitch. Misses up and in, ball one. It looked like when Gene was on deck, he got a little bit of a tip from Edward Duran, who's on the bench tonight for the Jays. Maybe noticed something with Facundo's delivery. 1-0, broken bat floater down to third, and Hans Montero makes a two-handed catch as the barrel falls softly before the infield dirt. Alan Facundo keeps on rolling along. Another 1-2-3 inning. Blue Jays haven't reached since the first inning, but they lead 2-1 through 5 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network in Bally Live. Hey, ladies. Make your plans to be at TD Ballpark on May 17th for Girls Night Out with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Get here early as the first 500 fans receive a friendship bracelet. Then relax. Enjoy a pregame wine tasting presented by Sterling Wine. First pitch is set for 6:30. Grab your girlfriends and enjoy a great night at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Kai Peterson takes over for the Blue Jays as they lead 2-1 in the top of the sixth. Peterson, the southpaw, takes over for the righty Fernando Perez, who worked five strong innings tonight to start for the Jays. First pitch to Dylan Hasso has popped up first base side, out of play, and it's 0-1. As it clinks off the roof, Peterson gets a fresh baseball. Comes into this one with a 2.79 ERA and 9 2/3 innings of work. He throws, and Hasso waves and misses. On a fastball, quickly 0-2. Peterson, one of just two lefty options in Dunedin's bullpen with J.J. Sanchez. He's been effective. He struck out 19. So far this year, the 0-2, make it 20, swing and a miss on the high cheese. Peterson sets down Hasso to open his night. One away in the sixth. Here's Willie Montero. How about the final line on Fernando Perez tonight? Five innings, two hits, one earned run, two walks, eight strikeouts. That'll play. First pitch to Montero, misses down and in, ball one. So Fernando in line for the win, but that margin is razor thin. Mignoso sets up inside for the 1-0 pitch. And it hit a spot right on that inside corner, called strike. And it's 1-1 on Montero, who's 0-2. Struck out looking in the fourth against Perez. Peterson from the stretch with nobody on. Takes a breath and deals. Back to that inside corner, another called strike. It's challenged by Montero, and the call is upheld.
Strike has been confirmed.
So the Tarpons lose a challenge. They've got two left. It's got to feel pretty good for an umpire to say, yep, I was right. Now the 1-2 to Montero. Misses outside. Two balls, two strikes. Pedro Torres is called a good zone tonight. It is a challenge game, where the umpire calls balls and strikes, and then teams can challenge calls. The 2-2. Tapper foul, and we'll do it again. Pedro Torres walks a new baseball halfway to Peterson. Looked like that might have got a piece of Montero as he chopped it foul. He's all good. Bats in a very closed stance with the number 27, almost reminiscent of Giancarlo Stanton. 2-2. Hopper down to third. Beltre is there, gobbles it up, steps and throws to first in time to get Montero by a step. Two down. 2-1 Blue Jays lead in the visitors' sixth. Here's Hans Montero, 0-2 in his single-A debut tonight. Peterson's last outing came last week on the road at Jupiter. First pitch to Hans Montero, cut and a miss, and it's 0-1. It was 4 days ago at Jupiter. Pitched an inning, allowed an earned run while striking out one. He takes a breath and throws, and Montero pops it up towards foul ground on the first base side. Feliz with a long run called off by Joan Helaponte, and the right fielder makes a two-handed grab. That caps off a 1-2-3, top of the sixth for Kai Peterson. Going to the bottom half, still 2-1 Jays on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's Daily Specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, fries, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature $2 margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids under 12 get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. The the trend of strong starting pitching this week at TD Ballpark continued tonight, but now both starters are out of the ball game as we go to the bottom of the sixth. Blue Jays with a 2-1 lead over Tampa. Alan Facundo's night is done, and Yoaldris Diaz's night is just beginning. Right-handed reliever comes on for the lefty Facundo. He'll face the top of the order, starting with Victor Arias for the Jays. First pitch. Fastball misses up, and it's 1-0. Diaz, in six appearances, has an ERA over 10. He's allowed 8 earned runs in 6 2/3 innings on 7 hits. The 1-0. Arias takes low. 2 balls, no strikes. Arias 0-for-2 tonight. But he crushed a ball. It's a deep left center his last time in the third. Nice running catch by Taylor Aguilar. Made to track it down. 2-0 pitch popped up into shallow left. Aguilar takes a few steps in. This one's a little more routine. Now he backpedals and makes the catch. Wynn started to carry that one, but it's out number one.
Third baseman, number one, Manuel Beltre.
Base is empty for Manny Beltre. Blue Jays 2, Tampa 1. 2 runs on 3 hits, no errors for the Jays. 1 run on 2 hits, no errors for Tampa. Right-hander on right-hander, Beltre 1-for-2. First pitch. Fastball at 93, misses down and outside. It's 1-0. Catcher Edinson Duran sets up downstairs for the 1-0. And Beltre skies it foul behind home plate. 1 ball, 1 strike. Earlier this week, got the chance to watch Manny take some cage BP. A little too humid for on-field BP. The 1-1. Breaking ball misses outside. 2 balls and 1 strike. And if you watch Manny a few times, you notice he has a very interesting routine in the cages with soft toss. He uses about 4 different bats throughout his warm-up. 2-1. Popped up, first base side, out of play again. Youngsters point up, and then it drops right in front of an older gentleman, and scoops up into a few rows deep. No souvenir for any youngster there. But Beltre first uses a skinny bat, then he goes to a bat with almost 2 barrels, one that's thicker near the hands and also thicker up near the barrel. And then he ends with a fungo bat. 2-2, misses down and outside. Runs at full 3-2. And the big reason behind all the different bats is just simply barrel control. As Manny put it himself, he said, if I don't hit it on the barrel of the fungo bat, I break the bat. Now the payoff from Diaz. Breaking ball called strike 3 in the upper half of the zone. Beltre gives a look at Pedro Torres and now heads back to the dugout. Diaz has his first strikeout. Base is empty for Joan Helipante with 2 down in the sixth. 2-1 the score. Blue Jays on top. 9th strikeout tonight for Blue Jays hitters. As Diaz picks up where Alan Facundo left off.
Right fielder,
get to the final line on Facundo here after a quick mound meeting from Edinson Duran. Facundo went 5 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, both earned, no walks, 8 punch-outs. First pitch to Aponte on the way. It misses outside, ball 1. Aponte grounded out, or rather tapped out, back to the catcher Duran in the third. Diaz sets the belt, comes home, and locates a fastball on the outside corner, called strike. And it's 1-1. Aponte in the upright stance, bat above his shoulder, kind of rocks it back and forth a little bit as he waits on the 1-1 pitch and takes down and away. 2 balls and 1 strike. Sun's starting to set. TD Ballpark sign above the video board, painted a twinge orange. 2-1. Off speed, misses high and outside. 3-1. See if Aponte gets a pitch to hit here. He's got the best hard hit rate on this Blue Jays team so far this year. 3-1. And he takes a big wave and comes up empty. That was a fastball in the zone. Was a pitch to hit. Now it's full, 3-2. Aponte ripped his second homer of the year last night. Here comes the payoff from Diaz to Aponte, but first, time called. Still a hitter's night. That wind blowing out, and Jose Mayorga comes out to object something with Pedro Torres. Something having to do with the timeouts, and now Torres is going to get together with Richie Arredondo. And they're going to say Joan Helaponte is going to be rewarded first base because Diaz didn't call time quick enough. I think that's the case. So now the umpires are explaining it to James Cooper, Tampa's manager. He looks none too pleased, but he shrugs it off. And that extends the inning for Arjun Namala. He's the difference maker in this game with a two-run bomb in the first. As the Blue Jays in front 2-1 here in the bottom of the sixth. Namala struck out his last time. First pitch, there goes Aponte. Fastball called strike. Throw down is there, but Aponte slides around the tag. Did somebody say Michael Phelps with the swim moves? Wow. It was a good throw from Edinson Duran on a fastball up in the zone. That's always ideal. Aponte reached out with the far hand to the base, picked up the near hand, got around the tag. So a man in scoring position for Arjun Namala now, and it's 0-1. Aponte with his team-leading eighth stolen base. 0-1 pitch. Namala takes a fastball. It's a called strike on the outer half of the zone. It's 0-2. Run of insurance would sure go a long way. This Blue Jays offense really struggling over the last 14 games, hitting under 200, averaging 2.5 runs per game. The 0-2. A cut and a miss. Strike three. And the inning is over. Joan Helaponte stranded on second base after a crafty swiped bag. We go to the seventh. It's still 2-1 Blue Jays over Tampa on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Hey ladies, make your plans to be at TD Ballpark on May 17th for Girls Night Out with Dunedin Blue Jays. Get here early as the first 500 fans receive a friendship bracelet. Then relax and enjoy a pregame wine tasting presented by Sterling Wine. First pitch is set for 6:30. Grab your girlfriends and enjoy a great night at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. It's the seventh inning in Dunedin, and there's still a little bit of daylight left. It's been that type of ball game. 2-1 Blue Jays over Tampa. Game four of a six-game series. Thanks for spending your Friday night with us. Kai Peterson back out for the seventh. He'll face Dowry Arias to open the inning. He's 0-for-2, lefty on lefty. First pitch, sweeping curve, misses outside. That's 1-0. Peterson worked a 1-2-3 sixth inning with a strikeout. Trying to keep the Jays in front. They try to get back on the right track. 1-0, rolled over, foul, first base side. One ball, one strike. Brief delay as Aponte has to hustle over from right field to scoop up that foul ball. No fan to give it to down the right field line, so it returns to the Blue Jays dugout. Looks like the wind is picking up, now really whipping the flags out and right. 1-1. Breaking ball on the inside edge. Called strike for now. It's challenged and upheld.
The strike has been confirmed. The result is a 1-2 count.
So it's still 1-2 on Arias. Peterson trying to finish him off. He sets at the belt, kicks and fires, and misses outside. 2-2. Peterson so deceptive. He has that crossfire motion. Throws from across his body. He turns his body. He's back towards home plate as he delivers. The 2-2. Fastball paints the outside corner. Called strike three. 94 on the sinking heater. One down.
Catcher number 20, Edinson Duran.
Brings up Edinson Duran. Peterson was the Blue Jays' last draft pick last year, in the 20th round, out of Sierra Junior College in California, his home state. First pitch to Duran, fouled back, and it's 0-1. Two-one the score. Blue Jays in the driver's seat. Top of the seventh. Looking at Peterson's numbers in his last year at junior college, not an earth-shattering ERA. 0-1. Slider drops in there. Called strike two, and it's 0-2. ERA at 3.86, but it was the strikeouts that really caught the Blue Jays' attention. 127 in 84 innings. That'll get you drafted. 0-2 misses up and outside. Flies by Mikael Mignoso. 1-2. Peterson with a bit of a smile on his face as he comes back with a 1-2 pitch. Duran just gets a piece. That one much closer, probably in the zone. Still one ball and two strikes. Guy with long hair flowing out of the back of his blue cap. He works from the far third base side of the rubber. Then closes his stance as he sets. The 1-2 hammered foul. Look out. Past the Tampa dugout. Flies past the third base coach, Mikael Hernandez, at third. He jumped out of the way just in case. Wasn't really that close to him, but who can blame him? 103 off Duran's bat. Better safe than sorry. Still one ball and two strikes. The sixth pitch of the at-bat between Peterson and Duran. On the way. Broken bat roller to second base. Arnold fields the slow roller, throws to first in time. What a strange sound that was. It sounded like two two-by-fours getting clapped together. More than a baseball off a bat. No less, out number two. Off the very, very end of the bat. Base is empty for Taylor Aguilar. Left-hander on left-hander. First pitch. Slow swing and a miss on a good slider. That's 0-1. One-run ball game in the seventh. Good finish brewing at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays lead 2-1. The 0-1 pitch. Aguilar takes a slow breaking ball for a called strike two on the inside corner. So Peterson first goes outside, then he went inside. See if maybe he goes to something outside the zone here to Aguilar. He walked and scored. Tampa's only run his last time, the 0-2. He takes a slider downstairs, so it was outside the zone. And he didn't offer. Fan yells, good pitch. It was on an 0-2 count. And now the 1-2 from number 21. Called strike three. Spotted up on the black on the outside edge. And Kai Peterson retires six straight in his outing tonight, including a nasty broken bat against Edinson Duran. It's time to stretch at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays could use some insurance on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live, leading 2-1. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. New hurler out there for Tampa as they go to Chris Bowe, a right-hander, as he'll face 5-6-7 in Dunedin's lineup as Tampa trails the Blue Jays 2-1, all stretched out here at TD Ballpark. Right-hander on right-hander matchup to open the inning. First pitch to Arnold, hit him. And then it hit home plate umpire Pedro Torres. A lot of pain all around. Arnold pacing around on the first base line in a lot of pain. And he'll get looked at by Luke Green, the trainer. Looks like Torres is all right as well. But Arnold holding onto his arm. He does have an elbow guard, but it looked like it missed that. Jose Mayorga comes out to look at him as well. And he points back to the dugout, maybe signaling for a sub. Tucker Thoman does have the night off, so he is available just in case. But Bryce Arnold is going to stay in the game. Getting a look at the replay here. It did get him on that upper arm. Leadoff man is aboard in the bottom of the seventh. Blue Jays trying to add to a 2-1 lead. Mikhail Mignoso comes to the plate. First pitch from Bo. Misses down and outside. It's 1-0. This is Bo's fifth outing this year. In 10 1/3 innings. He's allowed 5 earned runs. That's an ERA at 4.35. 1-0. Fastball in there. Called strike. Upper half of the rectangle. It's 1-1. Lights have taken full effect now at TD Ballpark. The 1-1 misses down and away again. 2 balls and 1 strike. Opponents only hitting 162 against Bo so far this year. He has issued 8 walks, though. The 2-1. Swing and a miss by Mignoso on a slider upstairs. 2-2. Bo with long navy blue socks with his gray pants and gray top. He steps off. He's got one more disengagement left. He hasn't checked on Arnold over at first. He's being held. Bo with the breath and the pitch. Mignoso checks his swing on a slider. He didn't go. On the appeal down to Richie Arredondo. Positioned between first base and second base. That's always a really hard spot to read appeals. The payoff. Mignoso floats it into left. Taylor Aguilar ranges towards the gap, and he makes the catch. Arnold fakes a tag from first and then backpedals as Mignoso is retired for out number one.
Designated hitter, number 36, Ricardo Ballo.
Brings up Ricardo Ballo, man still on first base. Jays looking for insurance. They lead 2-1, last of the seventh. Ballo flipping around to the left side for the first time tonight after grounding out twice from the right side. A pickoff throw to first is late. Arnold back in with a head first slide. Quick mover over at first. Could steal second or score from first on an extra base hit. The pause in the pitch. Ballo takes a called strike on a sinker. Lower reaches of the zone. That's 0-1. Christian Feliz waits on deck. 0-1. Ballo takes low. It's been challenged by Tampa, and the call is upheld. So it was close to the last spot. That was a strike. But another good call from Pedro Torres, calling a really good game tonight. Tampa down to one challenge, and the pitch to Ballo is swung on and missed. Sinker high that time. 1-2. Tampa infield shifted to the pole side for Ballo. Shortstop Arias ranged up the middle. The 1-2 pitch called strike three. Pedro Torres didn't realize it. Called it like an ordinary strike and then a little bit of a delayed ring up. Ballo is out number two. It's up to Christian Feliz to get Bryce Arnold around from first base. Blue Jays 2, Tampa 1. Bottom 7. Feliz 0-2 with two looking strikeouts. First pitch fouled straight back. And it's 0-1. Feliz continuing to work in batting practice on going the opposite way. And how Nash Knight, the hitting coach for the Blue Jays, explained it was kind of like golf. 0-1. Feliz comes up empty on a slider, and it's 0-2. Feliz sometimes gets a little too pull-happy going outside to inside on the swing, so he's working on going from inside to out. 0-2, roller down to first, knocked down by Hasso. He gathers it and takes a short step on the first base bag to end the inning. Feliz hit it hard, but not hard enough, and Bryce Arnold is stranded on the base paths. The lead is still 2-1 for the Blue Jays over Tampa as we go to the eighth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's Daily Specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, fries, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature $2 margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids under 12 get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's probably the thinking here for the Blue Jays bullpen management as Kai Peterson has come back out for the top of the eighth. He's retired all six batters he's faced tonight. He'll face Dayro Perez. Here to open the top of the eighth as the Jays lead 2-1. First pitch, called strike. That's 0-1. Peterson has looked really good. Pinpoint command. That was the changeup on the inside edge there. Perez waits on the pitch. Pulls it down to third. Manny Beltre is there, moving towards short. Fields and throws to first in time. Quick out number one. So here's the top of the order in Kobe Morales.
Number 25, Kobe Morales.
Peterson's previous season high in innings pitched is just two, so he's now surpassed that. Morales having a good night in the leadoff spot. 2-for-3 with an RBI single driving in the Tarpons' only run in the fifth. First pitch. A slider missed outside. Ball one. Morales in a slightly open stance. Lefty on lefty here. It's got to be a tricky matchup. 1-1, called strike. Morales challenges, and the call is no. Tampa doesn't have any challenges left. Call's upheld by virtue of that. So it's 1-1. The pitch misses outside. 2 balls and 1 strike. And on that breaking ball, you saw just how hard, or maybe heard, just how hard it is to face Kai Peterson as a left-handed batter. That deception has turned up to 1. Morales takes way outside. 3-1. Roderick Arias waits on deck. Certainly has the power to tie this game or give Tampa the lead with one swing. 3-1 count to Morales. The pitch fouled off. Now it's full. 3-2. A one-run game with the wind howling out. Every pitch feels like a big one, especially for the Blue Jays, who are thirsting for some wins, having lost 12 of 14. The payoff to Morales. Misses outside. That's ball four. One-out walk for the Tarpons. Leadoff man puts the tying run on base and brings Roderick Arias to the plate. There is some action out in Dunedin's bullpen. Peterson up over 34 pitches now. Arias batting from the right side. Peterson will stay in to face him. Arias has a little less power from the left side, rather from the right side. First pitch fouled back. It's 0-1. Against lefties, that would be. So I'm sure that's part of the thinking here. Dunedin 2, Tampa 1 in the 8th. The 0-1. Arias takes down and outside. 1 ball, 1 strike. Arias, a guy that can really punish pitches when pitchers make mistakes. Peterson whips a pickoff throw over to first, and it gets away from Feliz, bounces near the dugout, and Morales is into second standing. Tying run in scoring position now with one out in the eighth. Oh, boy. It's turned into a white knuckler now. 1-1, the count on Arias. Morales dances towards third. He goes, and the pitch is fouled off. Now it's 1-2. Morales back to second base. Dunedin's outfield shifting a little bit. Center fielder Gene Joseph coming in. Infield playing straight away against Arias. The 1-2 from Peterson. On the way. Called strike three on the inside corner. Huge strikeout for out number two in the eighth. Arias strikes out for the third time tonight. Peterson's fourth punch out. And it's up to Dylan Hasso with a tying run on second base. 2-1 Blue Jays, top of the eighth. Hasso, a righty, 0-3 tonight. First pitch from the lefty. There goes Morales to third. Throw down is into left field. Morales slid into Beltre. He gets up and runs all the way home. And we've got a brand new ball game in the top of the eighth. Tampa has tied it at two. Thanks to the aggressive base running from Kobe Morales. Stolen base and an error. The 1-0. Hasso takes a breaking ball for a called strike. 1-1. That run will be unearned as Morales reached second on an error and then scored on an error. 1-1 pitch. Hasso takes in on the hands. Ball two. So now the Blue Jays are going to have to get the offense going late in this game. That'll be 9-1-2 for the Jays in the bottom of the eighth. Peterson's 2-1. A slow swing and a miss from Hasso. Evens the count. Two balls, two strikes. Hasso has made some big plays in the field this week and had some big knocks last night. He's had a nice all-around week. A 2-2 delivery to him. Reached out, fouled back. Out of play. Part of a Yankees signing class last summer where there were a few guys signed as undrafted free agents at a junior college. Yankees finding some diamonds in the rough. The next 2-2. Fouled back again, and we'll have another. Peterson toes the third base side of the rubber. Pitch count now up to 43, his longest outing this year. The next 2-2 is swung on and missed, and that ends the inning. Kai Peterson with five strikeouts ties a season high for him. Three strong innings, but Tampa ties the game as Morales walks, moves up to second on an error, steals third, and scores on an error. It's 2-2 through 7.5 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Now batting for the Blue Jays, number six, Joseph.
We've got a brand new ball game in the bottom of the eighth. Tampa ties it as Kobe Morales mad dashes home from second to tie the game on a throwing error in the top of the eighth. So, Blue Jays will try and regain the lead as they send up 9-1-2 here, starting with Gene Joseph. New pitcher is on for Tampa. It's Ocean Gabonia. His first pitch is a called strike, and it's 0-1. Gabonia, a native of Hawaii, has a 4.82 ERA in 9 1/3 innings. 0-1. Joseph takes off speed just downstairs. It's 1-1. Joseph with his 5-game on-base streak on the line here. 0-2 tonight with a line out. The 1-1. Driven towards the gap in left center. This one will drop for a hit. It rolls all the way to the wall for extra bases. Joseph chugging into second. He stops there with a leadoff double. Well, make it a 6-game on-base streak for the youngster. 19-year-old continuing to make a strong first impression here in Dunedin. Here's the leadoff man, Victor Arias. Arias hitless tonight, and that's a rarity. 0-3 with a strikeout. Two flyouts to left. Infield playing to pull for the lefty. First pitch, called strike. That's 0-1. To give you an idea, Arias has more multi-hit games this year than he has hitless games. 0-1, way outside. It's 1-1. He's got 7 multi-hit games and 3 hitless games. He stares out at Gabonia, settles into his stance, and the 1-1 fouled off, out of play. 1-2. Arias paces out of the box, calls time. And boy, does he have a presence in the box to him. A scout made the comp earlier this week, said Arias is built like an NFL safety. Just jacked. Left-handed batter's box. Gabonia steps off before the 1-2. And Edinson Duran will trot out for a visit. Arias at 5'11". Listed at 150 pounds, but that can't be the case. So often, guys' heights and weights are measured right when they're signed or shortly after, and then not updated for some time. And I suspect that to be the case with a Victor. Big opportunity here. No outs. Bottom of the eighth. 2-2 tie. Man on second base. The 1-2 pitch. Arias screams it foul. Out of play. We'll do it over. Arias has driven in 9 runs this year. He has been electric with runners in scoring position. The next 1-2, another foul ball. Just got enough of it. He stays alive. The battle continues. With runners in scoring position, Arias is 6-8. 1 strikeout, 7 RBIs. Chokes up a little bit. The next 1-2. Misses low. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Changeup was a chase pitch there. Arias did not budge. Gabonia gathers the sign from Duran, sets at the belt, gives a look out at Joseph, and deals. Arias takes a hair low. A cutter did not miss by much, and that runs it full. Gabonia has only walked 1 batter in 9 1/3 innings. Arias may be trying to be the second. Here's the payoff. Tapper foul. Just got enough of it. Fouled it off Pedro Torres' foot behind home plate. Gene Joseph, the go-ahead run on second base, and a 2-2 deadlock in the bottom of the eighth. Arias trying to come through in crunch time. The next payoff, another foul ball. My goodness. Pitch number 10. Forthcoming between Gabonia and Victor Arias. It's on the way. It's hopped towards the middle. Backhanded by Perez. Long throw to first. Gets by Hasso, and it's off the dugout. Here comes Joseph to the plate. The throw is late. Joseph slides around the tag, and the Blue Jays reclaim the lead. It was a bang-bang play at the plate as Hasso caught the carom off the first base dugout, fired a strike to the plate, but Joseph slid on the near side, and Edinson Duran couldn't get the tag down in time. 3-2 in the bottom of the eighth. Arias up to second. We'll see how it's scored, but probably a single and an error, but we'll see. Here's Manny Beltre. First pitch. Misses down. It's 1-0. Just a little bit of chaos at the bottom of the eighth inning. I've already seen that this week. The 1-0. Beltre takes down. Two balls, no strikes. On the 10th pitch of the at-bat. So in the scorebook, it's an E4 on Perez. Allowing Joseph to score and Arias to move to second. The pitch, hopper foul. 2-1. So no RBI for Victor. Beltre 1-for-3 tonight. Singled and scored back in the first. That's when the Blue Jays got their first two runs on Arjun Damala's two-run homer. Beltre has struck out two times since. 2-1. Fouled off, out of play. First base side. It's 2-2. Beltre calls time, walks out of the box. Arias, a very good runner off second. Blue Jays bidding to even this series at two games apiece. They won Tuesday. They've lost the last two. The pitch. Beltre lines it out of play. And boy, the Blue Jays are wearing down Ocean Gabonia. First that 10-pitch AB against Victor Arias, and now Beltre fouling off a good number of pitches. The 2-2. Beltre lines it towards the gap in right center. Long run for Montero. He's not going to get there. It's all the way to the wall. Arias motors around third. He scores. Beltre heading to third. The throw is offline. It kicks by Montero, but Beltre stays at third with a triple. Blue Jays tack on another run. It's 4-2 in the eighth. Now the wheels are turning.
Right fielder, number 45, Joan Helaponte.
Here comes Joan Helaponte, and here comes the pitching coach, Preston Claiborne. So this is a significant juncture right here for the Blue Jays offense. They've scored four runs in back-to-back games. If they get over the hump here to a fifth run, it would be their first time scoring more than four runs in over 2 weeks. The last time they scored more than four was against Clearwater on the last homestand. and the Jays lost 10-7. And that game opened the 9-game losing streak. Infield comes in for Joan Helaponte. First pitch misses low. And it's 1-0. Still no outs in the bottom of the eighth. Aponte 0-for-2 with a walk. The pitch. Up high. 2-0. Joan Hell stole second base after he walked back in the sixth. Gabonia sets, delivers, and Aponte takes a called strike. Cutter on the outside corner. Blue Jays challenge, and the call is upheld. So the Blue Jays have one challenge left, and Pedro Torres remains undefeated tonight. 2-1. Aponte soars it out of play. First base side into the night sky and back down into the seats. Some teenagers hustle after that one. Foot race into the empty seats up the first base line. 2-2 on Aponte. Gabonia deals. And Aponte lines it into center. Should be deep enough to score Beltre. Montero makes the catch in deep center. Beltre tags and scores. Joan Helaponte delivers a sack fly. Make it 5-2 in the home half of the eighth. And the Blue Jays scored 5. The first time they've scored more than 4 runs in over 2 weeks. First pitch to Arjun Namala. Misses outside. It's 1-0. Not that the team keeps track of anything like that, but it's got to be nice to see a little bit bigger of a number up on the board. 1-0. Arjun lines it into right. Deep. Arias on the track. He leaps, and it's over his head. It crashes against the fence. Arjun's into second standing with a two-bagger. The third extra base hit of the inning. And Namala's second tonight. He's 2-for-4.
Second baseman, number 4, Bryce Arnold.
Here's Bryce Arnold. Good to see he's all right after he was drilled with a pitch in the arm. Back in the seventh. Dunedin, 3 runs in, looking for more. Blue Jays lead 5-2 in the eighth. First pitch in there for a called strike. Change up at the knees, makes it 0-1. Namala showing off the pop to the opposite field. That ball had some serious carry to it. 0-1. Arnold chops it foul, third base side. And it's 0-2. That sack fly from Aponte, the first out, long awaited. And time is called as Edinson Duran needs to wipe something out of his eye. Drops his mask. And now he's going to use his shirt. And the trainer is going to come out to give it a look. Maybe a contact issue for Duran. Oh, now we're breaking out the gloves. Jordan Gostola, the trainer for Tampa, laps on a black rubber glove as Pedro Torres looks on in the background, the home plate umpire. Maybe a bug or a piece of dirt or a lost contact. And now Duran nods his head as if to say, all right, you got it. So now Duran will get a warm-up pitch from Gabonia. Catches it just fine, and he's ready. So it's 0-2 on Arnold as Gabonia hunts for the second out of the inning. He fires, and Arnold comes up empty on a cutter for strike 3. That's out number 2. Arjun Namala still on second base for Mikhail Mignoso. Five runs on six hits, two errors for the Jays. Two runs on two hits, one error for Tampa. First pitch to Mignoso, misses down, it's 1-0. In case you're joining the rally a little bit late, it was started after a leadoff double from Gene Joseph. Victor Arias reached on a throwing error from Darrow Perez. 1-0. Floated into shallow center. Montero sprinting in. He dives and makes the catch. Mikhail Mignoso just can't help but smile, probably thinking, when am I going to get my first hit? He's deserved a few, but a diving catch from William Montero ends the eighth. But the Blue Jays score three times to regain the lead. It's 5-2, going to the ninth. Last chance for Tampa, next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, ladies, make your plans to be at TD Ballpark on May 17th for Girls Night Out with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Get here early as the first 500 fans receive a friendship bracelet. Then relax and enjoy a pregame wine tasting presented by Sterling Wine. First pitch is set for 6:30. Grab your girlfriends and enjoy a great night at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. After a three-run rally in the bottom of the eighth, the Blue Jays are back in the driver's seat, leading 5-2, and Eliander Alcalde is on to try and nail down the save. Alcalde, the right-hander, with a 4.85 ERA and 13 innings of work. This is his second save opportunity. He couldn't nail down the first one. He'll face 4-5-6 in the Tarpons lineup, starting with Willie Montero, who's hitless tonight and 1-for-15 this week. Righty on righty, first pitch. Fastball hums in there. 93 taken for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Alcalde's last outing, three scoreless on the road at Jupiter. 0-1, tapper foul, and it's quickly 0-2. He's a guy who's been pretty dominant in stretches for the Blue Jays out of the bullpen early this season. Really, the only blemish for him was one tough day at the yard against Clearwater. The 0-2. Montero pops it up. First base side. Feliz calls for it. On the foul line, he makes the catch. One down in the ninth.
Third baseman, number 10, Hans Montero.
So here's Hans Montero. Hitless in three tries. His single-A debut. Popped out to right and foul ground his last time in the sixth. Blue Jays 5, Tampa 2 in the ninth. First pitch. Check swing on a slider. Did he go? Yes, he did. Richie Arredondo confirms the call. Field umpire. And it's 0-1. Alcalde with long blue socks, rolled up pants, sets below the belt, fires, and misses with a breaking ball just low. It's 1-1. It looks like DJ's ready to celebrate down the first base line. Looks like he wants to tear down the gate. 1-1. Line drive into deep left, but Victor Arias now comes in and makes the catch. And Tampa's down to its final out tonight. It's represented by Dowry Arias.
Right fielder, number 7, Dowry Arias.
Blue Jays an out away from evening this series at 2 games apiece. Arias 0-for-3 tonight with 2 strikeouts. First pitch. Comebacker. Pass the mound to the shortstop, Namala. He fields it cleanly. Sidearms to first in time, and that's all she wrote. A resilient win for the Dunedin Blue Jays tonight. They lead for most of the ball game. Tampa comes back to tie it in the 8th, but then Dunedin responds with 3 runs on 3 hits in the bottom of the 8th, and that proves to be the difference in a 5-2 win. Series now tied up at 2 games apiece, and the Blue Jays improve to 11-14 on the 2024 campaign. Tampa with the loss falls to 7-18 this year. A strong, strong win from the Blue Jays, and it all started with the starting pitching. Fernando Perez does not get the win, but he pitched well enough to earn it. 5 strong innings, 1 earned run, 8 strikeouts. 8 strikeouts or more for the second straight outing for the 20-year-old right-hander. Kai Peterson will get the win. He pitched 3 innings in relief without allowing an earned run. He did allow that unearned run that tied the game in the 8th. Peterson struck out 5, so it's a hard-earned win for Kai. Losing pitcher is Ocean Gabonia, who allowed that 3-run rally in the 8th inning. 2 of those runs earned. One of them was unearned. We'll wait and see if we'll have a post-game interview down on the field here with Lizzie, who's standing by. In the meantime, we'll get you the final totals. First for the victorious Dunedin Blue Jays. 5 runs on 6 hits, 2 errors, and 4 men left. For Tampa, 2 runs on just 2 hits, 1 error, and 4 men left on base. Arjun Namala will be our post-game guest. Lizzie, all ready to go.
Lizzie, who's standing by with shortstop Arjun Namala.
Arjun, congratulations on the win tonight. Your home run was a key component in tonight's win. What was cooking for you at that plate appearance?
Yeah, I mean, just staying with my, within myself and the process that I wanted to have up at the plate and, you know, a good result. But overall, the team, you know, the bats were cooking, the pitches were really good, and it was a good team win.
Heading into this season, you had a chance to play in 2 spring training games. You participated in the spring breakout. How did those things help prepare you as you're heading into your first professional season?
Yeah, I think it's big time because you're playing in front of a lot of big fans, and it's a very important game. So just staying calm and relaxed and being there and, you know, doing as best I can.
Congratulations on the win. Bradley, back to you.
And Arjun gets a little bit of a Gatorade bath after the post-game interview. Always sage words from a youngster who's just 18 years old. Good to see a good night from Arjun. 2-for-4 at the plate with a 2-run homer and a double late in the game. We'll come back with more post-game coverage here at TD Ballpark coming up after a short break. Blue Jays back in the win column, 5-2 over Tampa. Series is tied at 2. Stay with us on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles, fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Back inside TD Ballpark one final time tonight to put the finishing touches on this one. A much-needed win for Dunedin, 5-2 over Tampa to improve to 11-14 on the season. Tampa falls to 7-18. Few quick notes on the box score. This one was played in 2 hours and 14 minutes in front of a crowd of 623 on this beautiful Friday night in Dunedin. Let's take a look around the out-of-town scoreboard here in the Florida State League tonight. And we will start with, we pull up the scoreboard. Should be some games still in progress tonight, and there are a few. Bottom of the ninth inning in St. Lucie, Jupiter leads by 3, 6-3 over the Mets, trying to nail down the save there. Bottom of the eighth inning in Palm Beach, Cardinals on top of Daytona tonight, in a battle between two teams near the top of the standings over in the Florida State League East. It's 4-1, Palm Beach. Middle of the eighth in Lakeland, another good one between the top two teams in the Florida State League West. Lakeland 3, Clearwater 2. That one's the MILB TV free game of the day. Bottom of the eighth in Bradenton, the Marauders lead 4-0 over Fort Myers. Last night they took a no-hitter into the ninth inning. Tonight, the Mighty Muscles only have 3 hits. That's the out-of-town scoreboard around the Florida State League, as always, brought to you by Frenchies. Now we turn to the Toronto Blue Jays system tonight up in AA. It's the top of the seventh inning in Somerset, New Jersey, where New Hampshire trails Somerset 4-2. Also the top of the seventh in Indianapolis, where the AAA Bisons trail Indianapolis, or rather they lead Indianapolis 4-2. Vancouver takes on Tri-City tonight at 9:30 Eastern Time. And as for the big league club, starting a fresh 3-game series on the road in Washington, they trail 5-3 in the bottom of the seventh inning. So it's going to take a late comeback for the Jays if they want to take the first game of that series. Toronto at 15-17, taking on the 15-16. Washington Nationals could sure use a series win in the nation's capital. Back here at TD Ballpark, looking ahead to tomorrow, the pitching matchup for tomorrow. It should be for Dunedin, Nolan Perry, the right-hander making his first start of the year. He'll be opposed by the right-hander Groves for Tampa. We'll get started again at 6:30 Eastern Time. Our coverage begins with Eddie's Bar pregame show at 6:15 Eastern Time. We hope you can join us then. But until then, that does it for our coverage tonight here on the Gulf Coast. For our entire hardworking crew up in the press box and our entire front office staff, this is Larry Larson saying thank you for joining us on your Friday night, wherever you may be. One more time, the final score. Blue Jays rally in the eighth. They score 3 times, and they take a 5-2 victory over Tampa. This has been a presentation of the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. So long, everybody.